You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. We're so glad that you're here with us today. I have an amazing guest with me today. So if you are a solopreneur, or if you're working in your business and you find yourself working alone a lot, Gwen is going to help us. I have an amazing guest today, Gwen Leopard. Gwen is a purpose coach and dancer. She inspires entrepreneurs, writers, and authors who struggle with getting work done. Is that not all of us? She brings focused action to get difficult tasks and projects done fun and faster. These are two of my favorite F words, so I love it. Can't wait to hear about it. She's also a speaker, international best-selling award-winning author and mentor. She has an entire tool shed of healing modalities. When not helping you get your stuff done, tapping into your purpose or clearing energy, she is dancing in nature or making healthy foods and treats. I love dancing. So I'm so excited to have Gwen here today. Say hello, Gwen.
Hello. No, I almost wanted to say hello, Gwen.
Oh, you should have said hello, Gwen. That was very
hello,
Gracie
Gwen.
Allen.
Thank you,
love
Jen.
Gracie Allen.
Jaren.
Okay, if you don't know who Gracie Allen is, if you're way too young to know who Gracie Allen is, go find out because she's a stitch. She's awesome. Gwen, when I heard what your topic was, I was like, I so need to talk to Gwen because I work alone in my business a lot of the time. And I love collaboration. I actually work best in collaboration, yet I'm sitting alone in my office most of the time when I'm working. So if I can get stuff done and have fun, I need you in my world. So Gwen, tell us a little bit about how you got here.
How far back?
I've been dancing for
65 years. How about that? We'll start off with that. Literally came out feet first. I've danced for 65 years and I danced professionally in a professional dance company in San Diego, California. How I came to these labs is I was working, have you hired coaches?
Yes.
Yes. I've hired so many coaches, business coaches, all different kinds of coaches, and they give you great, especially the business coaches, great information. It's like, this is how you make your funnel. This is how you do your freebie. And this is how you do your marketing. And you have this whole list of things to do. And then they say, go do it yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deer in the headlights, totally. And I was with a group and we'd have four immersions a year. So we'd get together four times a year and travel the globe to get someplace to work together. But there was no day-to-day, no time to sit together and work on similar projects, our own, but similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I created a Get It Done Lab. And people
Get It Done Lab. I love that.
Yeah, Get It Done Lab, Get It Done Labs. I use them interchangeably because, you know, one lab is a Get It Done Lab, and there are many of them that you can come to. And I had a health challenge mm-hmm. after the pandemic. And I couldn't walk straight. I would walk off to the right. I'd have these episodes. They'd last seconds, hours, and I was exhausted. And I couldn't walk straight. I'd walk off to the right. And when I came out of that, I could not work alone. If anything that I did, working alone, striving, pushing, I got to get this done, I'd end up having to do it again or throwing it out because I guess I'm not wired to work alone. And many of us aren't. Mm-hmm. And there's, I found many, many reasons why you have trouble working alone.
Right.
And I put together a thing that has the seven reasons, and why not get it done for fun instead?
Yeah.
So I've decided to bring back that Get It Done Lab, because that was back in 2018, mm-hmm. traveling the world. It was amazing. Life was great. And I'm like, I can't work. I need someone here. And so I started inviting friends and other, and writers and people that I knew. And so we'd show up and work together. And the next thing I know, I have a chapter done. And then there's another chapter done, and there's website stuff done. All this stuff is getting done. And they're telling me, oh my gosh, I just sat here and created what I needed to be able to get my kids back.
Wow.
And I just journaled and got my book started. And now I've got it. I've got my book ready. And people do taxes. They take naps. Mompreneurs, you know, 20 minutes of time that's scheduled for you, because we work in 2010. So during the breaks, we dance. You'll be there dancing. We dance. No,
we work for 20 minutes. We dance for 20 minutes. And then we go back. 10 minutes. Work for 20 minutes, dance for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And then work for 20 more minutes?
Yes. And then we 8-minute ones, but now I'm doing 2-hour, 3-hour, and even 4-hour. I have a 4-hour weekend one that we do. And this, it is just so rewarding to see people get things started, finished, and everything in between, clearing clutter. So there are so many things that you can use the lab for. When I first originally did it, I was very structured. And now it's like, this is your time. You come, yeah. If you don't want to take the break, that's up to you. But when you take your fingers off the keyboard, your subconscious mind goes to work. So you're right. Not just coming from your conscious mind, your subconscious. That did you ever see Bruce Almighty?
No.
Okay, that's a Jim Carrey movie with Morgan Freeman. He opens up a file cabinet, and it goes all the way across this massive room. That's our subconscious. It has everything of the 11 million bits per second that we receive, and only 126 of them our conscious mind can actually function, know how to filter for. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have found that whenever I'm stuck on a problem, if I get up and walk away and go do the dishes or play with the dog or take a walk or anything that I'm not thinking about that problem I've been stuck on, when I come back and sit down, I suddenly have the answer.
Exactly. So this we do while you're still in the workplace, and you can go take a walk in that 10 minutes. You can take longer if you need. But I like holding the structure. And we're also using quantum entanglement, because one person, Einstein calls it spooky at a distance, one person holding the pole, holding completion for everyone. It's like, we're here to get our work done. We're here to accomplish things. We're here to collaborate. We're here to be supported in whatever you want to do. So everybody's working on their own stuff, but I keep the container. So we have 10 minutes to get settled. 20 minutes focus, 10 minutes that we pause and dance and whatever we're going to do, another 20 minutes. And when the timer goes off, lifting our hands off of the keyboard mid-sentence, mid-word allows so much more to come in. And I also bring in us gratitude for our subconscious and our conscious minds working together. And I find for myself and others have said it's easier for them to get right back to work because of that. Because it makes the container a little tighter, but yet you still have the flexibility to use it how you want to and how you need to. If you're really on something and you need to work through the break, do that.
That's awesome.
I do that when I'm not, when I don't have somebody with me. I don't even hear the timer because I use the timer, and then my body starts hurting. I mean, there's so many reasons why I do the 20 besides, but that's how I was introduced to it. And there are other Pomodoro techniques.
Nice.
In different times.
And can you talk just for a second? You said really quickly and then blew past it. And I want to define for our listeners, what did you mean by quantum entanglement?
So quantum entanglement is, it's quantum, it's physics. It's basically it's when, no matter how far apart we are, we're connected. Mm. So you're sitting at your desk, and I'm not sure where you are at. I'm standing at my desk in San Diego, California, I have friends in Australia, a niece in New Zealand. I have friends in London and in Canada and India, across the world. And when we hold space together, we come together with a commonality of purpose. So by me holding that we're coming together to get it done with fun, that's what the experience is.
So that it draws people that want. Whenever we're all in that space together with the you know, goal of getting stuff done with fun, whatever that stuff is, that we're actually almost like another, we're all connected, and we're all giving each other energy and helping one another get done what we need to do in that space. And you might not know this, part of what I talk about on this podcast is connectedness. This is Profit Connections. Like, connections is really important. I strongly believe that we're all connected. And so just to have this conversation about when we are all together doing things, that we become almost like a separate superhuman, you know, because we're all doing that. That's like masterminds take that energy as well, of all of the people being together. You have all the minds together make, you know, a mastermind, and we're all more open and available and get more done and are more efficient and effective whenever we're in that kind of a community.
Absolutely. You nailed it. And there's a little story I want to share. When I was a kid, I'd work with my dad, and we would get the work of three people done. I mean, we'd be like painting a room, and it's like, wow, it's like we had an extra person here. It's like done. And I just thought that's the way it was. And then I was married, and we were working together, and we were like two lead dogs in the traces. And so we got the work of half a person done, which was very disconcerting because I didn't know that could happen.
Right.
But if you're not in alignment, we weren't in quantum entanglement. Even though we were married, we were actually at odds with each other.
Working at cross purposes,
exactly. So then I went to this amazing speaker event, and the speaker on the stage was talking about if you had two horses who could individually pull 500 pounds and you harnessed them together they could pull 1,500 pounds. I'm like, that's me and my dad working together. I didn't know there was science behind that. Behind it.
Uh-huh.
So when we get together and we're each doing our own thing, we're all pulling together for the completion of each other's projects. And voila, magic happens. We get things done, and we do it with fun and dance and whatever you need to do to.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a great visual to think about, like that. That is what happens. And sometimes we do get in those relationships where we think, you know, oh, we should be going further faster because we're doing it together. And if you are not on the same page and you are working opposite one another, like when my husband and I had our business early on, my husband's brilliant, by the way. He's amazing at everything that he does, and he has the capacity to remember things that is enormous. And for the first, I would say, 5 years of our business, he remembered every single customer and what their job was. I had to have it written down, and I would say to him, hey, I need you to write this down. I can't walk around inside your brain. And it took me so long to convince him that I needed that information out of his brain that it caused a log jam. And it wasn't until he realized that we can move further, faster, if we are sharing that information, that he took him a while to come around. And when he did, we were able to create systems and processes and hire people to do all the stuff that we were doing, because we were now working together, and we're pulling 1,500 pounds instead of 500. Yeah, love that.
Thank you so much for sharing that personal story. I really, really appreciated that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really enjoying being here. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love, so tell me this. I know that we're going to talk in a little bit about a gift that you have for everyone. However, I would love for you to share a little bit more about these labs and can anyone join and how does that all work? Because I suppose you could create your own. You've given us the structure. And is that what you want us to do? Or do you have organized things that you would like us to join in on?
Both.
Yay!
Yes, having creative people, writers, authors, getting their books done, their magic out into the world, their programs, you know, coaches having their programs written. I can't one person hold time for all of the time zones. Right. So yes, you know, getting a online Pomodoro timer and doing it yourself, awesome.
I'm going to stop you there for a moment because you used a little bit of jargon and I know what it means. However, I would like you to tell everyone what Pomodoro method is and what you mean by a Pomodoro timer.
Awesome. So Pomodoro technique was created by, I can't pronounce his name yet. Someday I'll be able to pronounce it, but he was, I believe he's Italian, Francesco Cicero, something along that lines. And well, when he was in college, it was in the 80s, he was having trouble focusing. So he got a little tomato-shaped timer, and which in Italian is Pomodoro, and he would set times to do his work and then times to rest. And he discovered for himself that 25-5 was the best time that he was the most productive in. There are ones that are like 50-10, so longer periods of time. With all of the back injuries and pain and neck and shoulders and my eyes needing to have rest, 20 is perfect. Plus is how I was introduced to it the first time. Mm-hmm. And so I do the 20-10 and I'm a dancer. I needed to bring dance into my business. I've been struggling for years, 13, 11. I don't know. Oh, it's 2013 that I started. And so that means I'm at 12 years now.
I have a funny story to tell you about numbers. If we have time, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Okay. That sounds great. So I also have a part of it that will always be available to those that are struggling and want to come and get stuff done and just want to join for a couple. But I also have VIP labs where we clear what's in the way of you getting things done too, you know, because sometimes you need more than just sitting there with, you know, the people doing their own work. You're going, still not getting things done.
Yeah.
Because you're struggling and you're doing the procrastination thing. And and procrastination is not about time management. It's about managing your emotions and the programs in your head. So I do that piece as well. And then I also have, you know, a mastery for one-on-one, do one-on-one work. So we have groups, we have one-on-one, we have free stuff, and I have a free thing I'd like to give too.
Okay.
And I want to know about numbers. I love numbers.
Okay. So if you would like to work with Gwen, she has some things that, you know, she has a little bit of structure to it. And if you wanted to create your own environment, what I'm hearing, Gwen, is you need somebody to hold the space or the container. This is jargon that we use in this world, which means I'm creating a space and around that space, I have some rules. So that's what we call a container. So it's going to be for this amount of time. We're going to do this kind of work. We're going to dance or take a walk or whatever. So you can grab some people, go on a Zoom and set the timer and do everything that you want to do around that and create that structure for yourself. And if you want to work with Gwen, you can work with Gwen as well. So yay. I love that. Thank you for bringing that idea and that structure together, because I know we, as business owners, we hear a lot about accountability partners, and masterminds even. I've never heard of this lab, Get Stuff Done with Fun Lab, which I totally love. I think this idea is really powerful and you can do it in your own community. You can get together a bunch of business owners. If you want to do something in the ProfitConnectors.club community, we can do that as well. And I thank you, Gwen, for bringing that idea to us. And I would love to hear about your free gift now.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I have a free gift. 7 reasons why you have trouble working alone. Instead, get it done with fun. I tend to jump right into the middle of something. So I was putting together, you know, how to benefit your the most from your time in a Get It Done lab. And then I'm like, wait a minute, why would somebody even need to know why they would need a lab? Well, am I the only person that has trouble working alone? No, I obviously am not. What's the psychology behind it? There are so many reasons. So many reasons. And I took the top 7, but I also grabbed 5 others that really informed the creation of the Get It Done Lab. So there's a lot of content and a lot of pictures and some questions that you can answer. And it is free. It also has the link to get on my calendar so we can have a chat, see if you're fit. Because sometimes time zones and, you know, when I'm doing the work doesn't work. And also with the VIP, there's the ability to ask for specific times, like pop-up Get It Done Labs. And ask for, you know, other times, because I actually have Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then the first Saturday of the month. And I'm looking at doing one more afternoon. I do mornings and afternoons on Mondays.
Okay.
So awesome. How do you get it, right?
Yep.
It is at getitdonelabs.com/7, the number, reasons. 7 reasons why you have trouble working alone. Instead, awesome. Get it done with them.
So what we're going to do is, she just gave you the location, so grab that. If you didn't grab it and you want to get it later, we will have it in the show notes. We will also have it in the Profit Connectors Club. That is Profit Connectors, because you are a profitconnectors.club, C-L-U-B. So this profitconnectors.club, and inside the portal, it's free to join. We'll have all of Gwen's information, how you can contact her, a link to her free gift, her bio, all of that information. In addition, we'll also have the information from the previous podcast and how to contact all of those guests and how to get their gifts as well. Really quickly, Gwen, the story about the numbers, my husband and I got married on the one-year anniversary of the day he asked me to marry him. So for years, we would go, is our anniversary on the 24th in 93 or the 23rd in 94. And we would go back and forth and back and forth. And like, finally, we know it now. We know it now after 30 plus years. We finally got our anniversary right. But when you were going 11, 13, 11, I was laughing so hard because I was like, that's me. That's me in our anniversary date. But it was both my husband and myself. So he is not salty about it. So that's all good.
All good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Gwen. Do you have another little nugget that you want to drop just before we go off the air?
Breathing and water. 2 of the most important things that you can do. Drink lots of water and put love in your water. Put joy in your water. Put gratitude in your water. And breathe easy. Instead of a deep breath, take an easy breath. Your belly expands because your diaphragm contracts. Your body knows how to do an easy breath. It's how you breathe as a baby. The oxygen flows in and it fills you up. And then it contracts back up. And the waste, the carbon dioxide, goes out to feed the plants. And if you do those 3 in a row, 3 easy breaths in a row, thinking about something that you need to make a decision on, you often find the answer. And it might not be what you think, but it also could be exactly what you needed to hear. So 2 tips in 1.
Water and breath. Was amazing. Thank you so much, Gwen. Thank you everyone for listening, for tuning in. We can't wait to see you next time at the Profit Connections podcast. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.